Minimum wage earners in Pennsylvania currently make $7.25 an hour. Efforts to raise that are surprisingly coming from Republican State Senator Scott Wagner. Let's do the math with Andrew Staub, Bureau Chief of the PA Independent. Andrew, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, among the surprises for me, this first-term Republican has quickly earned a reputation as among the most conservative members of his cohort, and he's a small business owner. How do we make sense of this?
It is a little bit hard to make sense of. I was surprised when I first saw that Senator Wagner was indeed pushing a hike to the minimum wage. I had to give it a second look to make sure I had read it correctly. But one thing to remember is Senator Wagner hasn't been around a long time yet. He first came to the state Senate last spring, and there's still plenty we don't know about him. But to date, he had been known to be one of the most conservative members of the Senate, and he had often pushed legislation that some saw as anti-union. Now he's pushing some legislation that actually unions are pretty much behind unequivocally with a raise to the minimum wage. So it's been a surprise.
Christine Tartaglione is a fellow member of the State Senate Labor and Industry Committee, and she predictably calls for a higher minimum wage. I believe it's 10-10, which is what also Governor Tom Wolf is asking for. What are the terms of Scott Wagner's proposal?
Well, Scott Wagner's proposal would raise the minimum wage to $8.75, and he would do it over 3 years. There would be 50-cent increases each year until the minimum wage made it up to $8.75. He thinks that would be more palatable than raising it all the way to $10.10 an hour. Perhaps he's just setting a negotiating point. Senator Tartaglione said $8.75 is still too low, but she'd be willing to negotiate.
Well, regarding those negotiations, as he is, again, a first-term lawmaker, who are his allies in this regard?
I'm not sure who his allies might be other than maybe some actual Democratic lawmakers. I know he's talked to Senator Jay Costa about this. I don't know if he's talked to other Democratic lawmakers, but he does seem to have some sway within his own caucus. So there's a chance that maybe he does bring over a couple of Republicans and maybe joins forces with the Democrats on this.
Do we have a sense of how many of his constituents in your county and in the state at large would be affected by this?
Well, according to the state, in 2013, more than 190,000 people made the minimum wage or less in Pennsylvania. Most of those people, the majority, were 16 to 24 years of age, so it's a pretty young demographic. But there's an argument from some that, there's not actually a lot of people making the minimum wage in Pennsylvania. So if you're looking to get people out of poverty, maybe raising the minimum wage isn't the way to do that.
And if they're age 16 to 24 primarily, is it safe to assume that many, if not most of them, are living in households?
There's other statistics that some in the business community will point to. They'll say that, the statistics from the state show that 80% of people actually earning the minimum wage do not have children, and more than one in four come from households where the household income is $75,000 or more. So there's some argument out there that, breadwinners aren't making the minimum wage. Minimum wage earners aren't always raising children, as, the narrative sometimes goes. So that's what we're hearing from the business community, is this isn't actually going to help as much as people say.
Though I believe there is a clause in the Wagner proposal that would still make some workers earn that 7.25 per hour.
Yes, he wants to keep in what he's calling a training wage that would pay $7.25 an hour to workers that are 18 and under. The idea behind that is that you can still have people, young people getting their first jobs at that wage, and it would still encourage business owners to give young people jobs, make sure they're, off the street, and doing something productive.
Certainly the neighboring states around Pennsylvania's minimum is significantly higher.
Delaware is at $7.75 an hour. New York is up at $8.75 an hour. So Senator Wagner's proposal would actually bring Pennsylvania in line with the surrounding states. Obviously, if it went to $10.10 an hour, Pennsylvania would be looking to be, among the highest in the region.
Describe his constituency in York County. Is he apt to ruffle feathers or win support for this proposal?
Well, it's interesting because I'm a York County native, and I'm spent most of my life in York County. And I can say that, outside of York City, the county seems to be mostly conservative. So there's probably some people in York County that are wondering what their state senator is doing with this. So So again, you know, somewhat of a surprise that it's coming from Senator Wagner.
Andrew Staub, thanks so much for providing insight.
Thank you.
Andrew Staub is the bureau chief of the PA Independent.